The real power of the NRA. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There is still no appetite in Congress for further restrictions on weapons, now 2 weeks after the Las Vegas attack. And of course, Democrats tend to blame the National Rifle Association, but should they? Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, who's been on a crusade against gun violence ever since the Sandy Hook school shooting in his home state, says his party is still traumatized by the 94 election, when many senior Democrats, including the Speaker of the House, lost their seats after being targeted by the NRA for voting to ban assault weapons. But Murphy says that is just an excuse.
The assault weapons ban ended up being a very convenient scapegoat for a problem within the party that I think was much deeper.
A problem that included the botched attempt to pass the Clinton health care bill. Senator Murphy told CBS's Major Garrett on his podcast, The Takeout, that the NRA's influence is not just about gun policy.
I think that the NRA has done a really interesting job of making their stamp of approval stand for something beyond just a member's position on guns, that it is a way to communicate
cultural values.
Exactly. A set of cultural values and a set of anti-government values, that if you want to show how much you hate government, what better way than to be for the unconditional arming of the population against government?
So he says it's not just that they want the weapons because they actually plan to take on the U.S. military at some point, but rather as a way of saying, the government can't tell me what to do. In essence, it's the conservative version of taking a knee. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.